And we're back this second Outdoor Report this hour with my buddy Greg Place, talking about the three-buck year between he and his son Brett. And Greg, thanks for sticking around.
No problem.
So we talked about Brett's 10-pointer that he got on opening day evening, which was actually out of your blind, right?
Right.
But that was kind of you. I'll just say that again.
No, that's, hey, you know, that was every bit as exciting for me. For sure.
That's exactly what Dad's supposed to do, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way I look at it anyway. So that was nice, and it was a big 10-pointer. But let's talk about the other $2, because it had to be a little disheartening. I mean, you went all the way to, what, the last 3 days of season without getting a shot?
Right, and not seeing much. And, yeah, you know, when you have a blind that produces a real nice buck, you really do have to kind of wonder, you know, how many of those are you really going to see in the season? And, yeah, I mean, it tests your fortitude a little bit, I would say.
Absolutely. I mean, you're sitting out there wondering if you're doing this, you know, what the hell am I doing out here? Right. I haven't seen a deer in 3-4 days.
And the weather. And the weather was, you know, I mean, gosh, we went from the record warmth to, 55-mile-an-hour winds, and then, you know, some snow, and we hunted through the, you know, half blizzard that we had, and then a lot of warm and rain again. And, yeah, in fact, the first buck that I got was early in the morning on a crisp, clear, turned out to be, you know, one of the nicer days. But I was surprised because the ground was so, I guess it was frozen, but it was like walking on potato chips, you know. And I've never really seen big bucks, you know, in that. They don't like that either.
That's, makes a lot of noise, sure.
Where it makes a lot of noise, yeah. And then the second one was in the pouring down rain again. And so,
wow.
Yeah, you know, it's, I've had friends that say, man, you're lucky. You got two deer in the last 3 days. You know, my grandfather was a big hunter. He was a guide for, actually, Hal Newhouser and Dizzy Trout and some of those guys.
Wow.
Down in Lewiston, Michigan. And, of course, he has 1,000 stories, but he always told me that the guys would tell him he was lucky. He said, yeah, I'm lucky, all right. It's a combination of preparation and dedication, because that's what luck is. And so that's always kind of stuck with me.
You didn't give up, that's for sure, where a lot of people would have said, there's just no deer this year.
Right, exactly, yeah. And then he also had a good thing that I always laugh at, but he's, you know, when you're not seeing deer, statistically speaking, your chances are getting better that you will.
There you go.
So it kind of keeps you sitting for a while.
So let's talk about the first deer that you filled on your combo tags. Where was that at? Was that up in northern Marquette County, or was that back in Rock River Township?
That was in Rock River.
Okay.
Right.
And that was actually the cold morning. It felt more like a traditional deer hunting morning.
Right. Very cold, very crisp, no snow.
Did you have him on camera?
Not at all. We just, I had no idea the deer was there.
And how big was he?
That was a 6.
And, so what made you decide to go back to Rock River Township instead of going up north more?
Well, that's what this is odd, but I have to credit these last two deer to Herman Edwards. You ever see him on ESPN?
Yeah.
And he has a saying, don't go messing with a cha-cha.
Hey, yes, that? Yeah. Okay. Don't hit send and don't go messing with the cha-cha.
Yeah, you got a good system. You know, don't screw it up. Well, I was going to go somewhere else the last 3 days, you know, up in the high country, or just go after him somehow on foot. And I thought, you know what? I know we got a good setup between the northern Marquette County and the one in Rock River. I knew we had a good setup. And so I told Lisa that I'm just not going to mess with the cha-cha. And,
there you go.
Went back to our blinds. And
how big was that buck? 6-pointer?
6-point, yeah.
And then your next buck was on actually the last hour of daylight on the last day of the season?
Probably about the last 15 minutes of daylight.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was in northern Marquette County.
Yeah, that was an 8-point. And I had no cameras in that area anyway. But I had seen actually quite a few does, which surprised the heck out of me, especially close to Lake Superior like that. So
I would consider both these shooter deer, by the way. And I got a picture with your permission I'd like to put up on our website and our Facebook page to go along with the story.
Sure.
Yeah, they're really nice bucks. And, well, we're running out of time, Greg. I just want to credit you for your persistence. I mean, I think that was the biggest difference maker for you. I think you'd agree, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm
you didn't
sure.
give up.
I'm sure that my wife would definitely agree.
She was missing you, huh?
Time to be home.
Greg Place from Elcom Systems, and talking about his $2 and his son's opening day buck, too. Good year for you.
Thank you.
So there are a few deer left out there, and you think if we get another nice, mild winter, it'll improve significantly?
I think so. I've just tremendously enjoyed the past 2 years. Despite what you hear, we've had just a blast.
Well, that way everybody can come yell at you now.
Right.
Well, thanks. I appreciate the story.
No problem.
This is The Outdoor Show.